Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, Phillip Securities has been serving investors and retail clients here in Singapore for over four decades. But over the last 2 years, we've seen a rise in a proliferation of mobile traders, retail traders investing online, and as a result, an increase in the number of apps available and options available. But now, Phillip has a new offering coming to the market. They're shaking up and changing their game to find out exactly what they're doing to keep up with the trends that we're seeing in the investment sphere. We're joined on the line now by Luke Lim, Managing Director of Phillip Securities. Luke, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yes, happy to do so.
Good to have you with us. So let's start off, because I understand that you have made, or that Phillips Securities is currently undergoing some revamps, some changes when it comes to improving the investment experience for your customers. Perhaps you can tell us, what are some of the key trends that you've noticed when it comes to retail investors and app investing over the past 2 years?
Phillip has been serving retail clients for the last 40 years, and the past 2 years have been phenomenal. Our retail investing in Singapore has skyrocketed. We find that Singaporeans have more time to pick up trading or investing as a new skill during this lockdown. We see greater media attention because of the rising digital stock market in the tech stock sectors. In terms of numbers, in 2020, till now, we saw our number of accounts triple compared to the pre-pandemic levels. So definitely we see an influx of retail investors joining the market. And alongside with this influx of retail investors, we also observe their preference to mobile trading. And investing through the app allows them to go trade on the go, make quick decisions, receive insights. We always thought it's because they are working from home, but they also do it in their office place as well. Anytime they're free, they log in and they trade. Even in their bedside, we found our nighttime clients who log in at night are also increasing as well. Even though the PC screen real estate is much larger, for a trader to process more information, mobile trading definitely has increased, and therefore convenience has trumped size.
Okay, so on the back of this rise of the retail trader, when they're on the go, in bed, or at work, they seem to be trading. What are some of the key trends that you see? I mean, are these major transactions, small market movements that they're looking at? Are they looking at more, perhaps, blue chip stocks? Or what kind of trends are you seeing with these retail traders?
Definitely. The tech boom in the last 2 years have been tremendous. The rising stock market has been tremendous. So we begin to see many of these new investors as they create their portfolios, start off with well-known names that they're familiar with, household name products like Tesla, something they're familiar with, they can feel and touch, they read on the news.
Okay.
And then from there, I can see them transforming from taking one or two stock trades, and then they start building a balanced portfolio by trading into ETFs. And I think that's what we want to see investors, first start up with a stock they're familiar with, and then start building up their portfolio into something that's more investing, that can last a longer period of investment horizon. I think another area is also the generational impact, which is because the young people are very familiar. The first screen they touch is always a mobile phone.
Right.
They are always mobile first. And the other observation is that even though they feel this power in the hands, they still like to share with the Reddit movement. They like to share. They like to trade with people with common ideas, common values. And I think one of the things, by understanding what our investors want, is very important. And 50% of my staff are actually millennials, right? And they are on the ground. They know what clients want. And therefore, with our launch of the P3 mobile app, we think this will be very suited for the new breed of investors joining this investment journey.
What kind of performance have you seen, though, from these retail investors? Are they largely successful when it comes to the trades that they're making?
That's a great question. I think I see mixed response.
Mm-hmm.
We've got clients who buy because they read a stock tip, right? Which is not the best way to trade, right? As long as they do right position sizing.
Do their homework as well. Yep.
Yeah, do your homework as well. So we see some element of that. We also see some element of people are doing well, right? And over the last 2 years, we've helped about over 1,000 of our investors become millionaires.
Wow.
Right. And I think that's one of the greatest joy, right, is that they found. So the good thing is people know how to buy because it's a rising stock market, at least in the US side. But the question is, and the proof in the pudding is, do you know when to sell? Right. And I think that's very important as well, because you want to ride the wave as well as you must also know when to sell. And because of the confirmation bias that investors sometimes make, this will sometimes affect their trading performance. So it's important that, so we do see mixed both, sometimes doing well, sometimes getting burned. And that's why investor education is so important for them.
I've got to ask you, I mean, a lot of this sounds like perhaps, would you say, the gamification of trading for some of these millennials, instead of perhaps scrolling through social media, watching streaming services, they're looking at turning their focus and their attention to something that could perhaps be profitable for them.
I think investing is like a sport.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get involved. There are peak moments, and then there are moments where you need to keep calm right before the match as you prepare yourself for this this game. And I think it encompasses all this. You cannot take one element out of the other. And if you take one element out of the other, it sometimes makes it difficult. But you have to understand that, like playing sports, all this. The energy of the market, or in your words, the gamification, can also make a trader more focused, right? It gives him more information. But at the same time, it can also distract him from making rational decisions. So trading behaviors are very important. And I think that's one of the things that we also try to observe. We don't want to over-gamify it, but we also want people to feel the pulse of the market, not ignore the problem, right? Or
yes.
Not ignore what is going on, right? Because it's important to see what better traders are doing, better investors are doing, so that you are well-informed and you can make the right decision. So definitely, we don't want to overemphasize, but at the same time, we want people to be involved, because you cannot just wash your hands. It is your life savings, right? And so I think that's the way we train our financial advisors to be, to assess where your client is in the spectrum and then help them. I think one of the things that also we see that are important to investors today, the newbie investors, is convenience, right? And, you know, they want it now. And then with the post-lockdown, you know, one of the things we saw was that there was a rising bull market. Everybody wanted to join the market, but there was a lockdown, right? And they cannot visit the centers to open an account. So what we had to do was we had to, you know, get our tech team and our squad to get together and say, how are we going to do it faster, so they don't have to expose themselves outside their house to get. You know, at that time, everyone was worried about, you know, the spread of COVID. And we had to figure out digital methods. And we, you know, the team got together, and we are so proud to say that, you know, today an investor or any Singaporean can open an account, deposit money and trade, you know, all from the phone within 15 minutes, right? And I think that's a great achievement from the team, because it's not just a UX problem. It's a process problem. I had to work with the bankers as well, you know, to make sure all of these will be connected to really meet that 15-minute timeline.
And that's a great point, because I was just going to ask you, as you mentioned earlier on in the interview, Phillip Securities, you've been around for 40 years helping people to invest here in Singapore. And we've really seen on the back of this retail trading trend over the past 2 years, not just in Singapore, globally, but a ballooning of digital investment services. So what is Phillip doing to update its offerings to cater to the rise of the retail trader?
Yeah, definitely. So definitely one is, you know, staying up to date with the UI and UX of the app. I think the newbie investors have different approaches. I mean, Poems has been around for over 20 years, and we've gone through different generations of Poems. And of course, with the Poem 3, we hope we will update ourselves so that we're more relevant to investors, so that they can find their information. One of the challenges our team had is our Poems app has a lot of products, right? We have over 40,000 products. 80% of the world markets, right? And many of our clients just want to trade the U.S. market. But after they've tasted the U.S. market, how do we make them, give them more instruments, more investment opportunities through the app so they can pick and choose what is right for their investment profile? And I think that was some of the challenges we had. And we try to do that all very seamlessly all through our UX team. We also want to look at cost, and one of the areas is how do we do process redesign so that we can give a cost-effective solution for our clients. So we manage to do it in an efficient manner where we don't charge platform fees. And the large area, one of the hidden costs in trading US,
yes,
that many retail investors are not aware of, is the Forex conversion.
Mm.
Right? After you could have made money in US dollar, but when you convert back to Sing dollar, right, where you actually use it to spend on your food and your education, that's where it hits you, right? And therefore, one of the things that we offer was a real-time, very very competitive Forex conversion so that clients, after they've made their U.S. trade and made money, they can convert in very tight spreads so that, you know, they can grow their financial portfolio. So I think that's one area that we're looking at. The third area we are looking at, which we also put very important, especially with the new bid of investors joining, is
yes,
education.
Mm.
And I think that's something that is in our DNA. We run many, many seminars. So the question is, how can we use the app to better educate investors, help them make more informed decisions? 80% of the world market is not easy. It's a lot to cover. How do I make it concise for them? How do I educate them? Many fintech platforms just offer the DIY approach, and they just stop there.
Yes.
But we feel, and our belief, that investing is a journey, and it's a conversation. And every poems account is tagged to a reminder, or tagged to a dealer, or tagged to a financial advisor. It is like having a coach on call anytime, right, to guide you and point the way. And it's very important, and we feel that investing has to develop that because it's a very personal journey. At the same time, you're not sure, am I doing the right thing and wrong thing? And I think by allowing the app for you to reach out to the to your dedicated remiser or dealer would be so important. And the lastly is really in-depth research. We need to provide the right content to the client.
Mm-hmm.
A typical research report, it's probably, you know, 20 pages long.
Yes, a lot to digest. They want it fast. Yes.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right. And so the question is, but you need to do the hard work of 20 yeah. pages, right? And that's what my analysts do. So the trick of it is, how do I have an analyst who's used to writing 20 pages to make his research report now in 140 characters, right? At the same time, still highlight the risk so that the investor can make an educated and informed decisions, right? So I think through that mobile app journey, we want to provide that short headline, right? And so we have hired editors, professional people to come in to say, okay, this is how we do it. And we also try to make our articles much shorter and also do video so that we can provide a relevance to our investors so that they can read the report before they trade.
Okay. So, Luke, I've got to ask you very quickly as well. You've spoken about better understanding of FX currency as well as support from the Philips side when it comes to remisers or analysts and analyst reports as well for investor education. But another thing that's a lot of investors, people who are looking to, I guess, park their money somewhere safely and securely is an increasing topic. I mean, this week we've seen issues with OCBC, DBS. We've got crypto exchanges being compromised. From your perspective, perhaps you can share with our listeners from what exactly Philips Security is doing when it comes to ensuring that these new platforms, the updated platform that you've launched, Poems 3, is secure.
Yeah, I think it first starts off with a mindset, and
mm-hmm.
the mindset is that security comes first. I think we cannot betray the trust of our investors,
mm-hmm.
And because security comes first, the idea is to first start off with the mindset, design apps with security in mind. And that's something that we emphasize to the team. The second one is expertise, right? You need to have strong encryption technology. And after even the team has designed or the specialists have designed a strong security platform, you need a process of an independent party checking, testing your system, right? We call it red teaming, where they will test your system and will give you a report. But I think the most important is never be complacent.
Mm-hmm.
And if any of our investors or online users has any problem, the good news about Poems is that because we believe in a high-tech and high-touch approach, you can always call your reminder. Many of my clients, have 10 years, 20 years, some of these generational relationships with their reminders, right? It's like talking to your friend, right?
Yeah.
And, any problems, you can always call the reminder, and the reminder has the same access of information he can always check. And also what's interesting for, at least in our line of work, we try to control it that as you buy and sell your stocks and shares, as you request to withdraw the money can only go back to your own account, right? Mm. And we make sure that happens, and we don't allow it to go to third party. I think that's also another way to control and to ensure a full security system. But again, most important, you cannot be complacent, and we take it as the highest priority. Any possible incidents will be reported to the highest level in the organization, and we have a response team always on standby.
That's wonderful to hear, Luke. And you mentioned there, okay, I just want to summarize quickly as we come to the end of this conversation, Phillip Securities' long history in Singapore, the relationship that a number of your remisiers have with their clients, 20 years. We've also spoken about the proliferation of online trading apps here in Singapore. Would you say that is where Phillip stands out in terms of your experience within the market, the relationship that you have with investors? Or how else do you think that you stand out from the crowd, from these others that are jumping into the market for online retail and app traders?
Yeah, so I think one of the ways that I'm most proud of is that, of course, number one, I think Phillip is a Singapore company and a Singapore brand.
Mm-hmm.
While there's a fierce competition, it's not easy, but I always tell my team, competition makes us stronger. And I'm very proud because this P3 that we designed was designed here in Singapore. And we intend to take this P3 to promote it across the group offices, 15 countries wide, right? And we can do that. And it's all made by young Singaporeans. And we know, and our financial advisors know, and our advisors know, the stresses of Singaporeans face today because we are with you, in you. One of the things that we believe also is very different is that is the area of investing is a journey, and we want to help clients to move from DIY, do it yourself, to advisory, to discretionary. We think it's a continuum, and we hope that the trust we have built over the last 45 years will help investors do that. DIY is like having a consultant. Right? Anytime you can call my remisier and ask, can I ask you a question? Advisory relationship is like having a coach, right? How can I improve, right? Am I doing it rightly? Am I doing my investments rightly? And discretionary is like having your own personal chef. I'm too busy. I trust you. Can you just manage my finances for me?
Mm.
We don't just help clients manage your investment. We also help you manage your insurance, right? And on our platform, we have more than 20 insurance providers platforms. So we really want to help our clients ride through this financial storm. Like I said, we want to help generate more millionaires if you can.
Wonderful. Ooh. And Luke, is there anything else that you'd like to share with today?
I think investing is definitely a journey. And I think one of the greatest things I'm so happy is that it's also an ecosystem where if you invest in good companies, good Singapore companies, right, we help a lot of Singapore companies raise a lot of money in this COVID. And, if you believe in natural selection, right, good companies will have good investors. And I think that's some of the things that make us very proud. We want to continue to support good companies. And I think our Poems community play a very important role to help the Singapore economy. So I view it as an ecosystem and our part to play in Singapore.
Wonderful. Well, Luke, it's been absolutely wonderful speaking with you today. Thank you so much for sharing all your insights, your updates, how Phillip Securities is evolving and changing, and all the new features you've launched as part of Poems 3.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We've been speaking with Luke Lim, Managing Director of Phillip Securities. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.